This is VOA News. I'm Remote.
I'm Jim Bertel. The top U.S. infectious disease doctor is warning senators that coronavirus will spread if the country opens too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if federal guidelines to reopen are not followed, little spikes will become outbreaks. He also says the real U.S. death toll is probably higher than the official figure of 82,000. His message is at odds with the upbeat tone of U.S. President Donald Trump, who is keen to get the economy going again. Dr. Fauci was referring to the White House's Opening Up America Again plan, which includes three 14-day phases that states are urged to consider in implementing as they allow schools and businesses to reopen. Although the White House has laid out guidelines for reopening, it is ultimately up to state governors to make the decisions on how to ease the lockdowns. Following Dr. Fauci's testimony, California State University System, the largest in the United States, canceled classes for the fall semester because of the coronavirus, while Los Angeles County said its stay-at-home order was likely to be extended by 3 months. Globally, more than 291,000 people have died from the virus. Several countries have begun easing measures to contain the outbreak, despite confronting upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. Thailand is reporting no new cases for the first time since March 9th. The lifting of lockdown is gathering pace across Europe, with France beginning to reopen primary schools and nurseries. Russia is easing lockdown rules, even as infections surge past 232,000, now the second most cases in the world after the U.S. You're listening to VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a $236 billion economic stimulus as the Asian giant's economy lumbers back to life after a prolonged shutdown. The northeast Chinese city of Jilin is imposing fresh restrictions on travel in order to contain a new coronavirus outbreak, with 6 new cases reported on Tuesday. Jilin has emerged as a source of a potential new wave of infections, while the neighboring city of Shulan was forced to adjust the risk level to high from medium. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Israel today for talks on regional security and Israel's plan to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Pompeo will meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Supreme Court is weighing the evidence today in President Trump's bid to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private after House committees issued subpoenas for them. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Rulings against President Trump could lead to the campaign season release of personal financial information, including tax returns, that have been made public by every other president in recent history. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Initially, he said because of an audit was ongoing. Now it seems to be broader than that.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who's a Trump appointee, expressed concern about Congress abusing its authority.
How can we both protect the House's interests in obtaining information it needs to legislate, but also protect the presidency?
Two appellate courts have ruled that the document should be turned over, but those rulings have been put on hold. I'm Shelley Antler.
A federal judge says he will not immediately rule on the Justice Department's decision to dismiss its criminal case against former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying he will instead let outside individuals and groups weigh in with their opinions. The move suggests U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan is not inclined to automatically rubber stamp the department's plan to dismiss the Flynn prosecution. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned a militant attack on a maternity ward in Kabul, Afghanistan. Two babies and 12 mothers and nurses were killed when several gunmen stormed the hospital on Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, in the eastern province of Nangarhar, a bombing at a funeral killed at least 26 people. An Ethiopian anti-aircraft missile brought down the Kenyan plane that crashed in the Somali town of Bardolay last week, killing 6 people on board. The news comes from multiple sources who spoke to VOA's Somali language service. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.